Good morning. It's so good to see you this Lord's Day. This is the Lord's Day. We celebrate today because this is the day Jesus rose from the dead. The first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women came to the tomb. And they wondered, who's going to roll away the door of the sepulcher for us? They had brought spices to anoint the body. Jesus' burial had been very quick, very rapid, because the sun was setting the day before the Passover. So they finally, now that the Passover had ended, that first day of the week, they went to anoint the body, and they didn't know who was going to open the tomb for us. We're just women. I mean, that's not true, right, ladies? But an angel of the Lord came and rolled away the stone from the door of the sepulcher, and he sat on it. It was like lightning in his appearance. And when they saw him, those Roman soldiers who were guarding the tomb, all who were there, and they saw him, it says they fell down like dead men. And when those women came, they looked and they peered into the tomb. They wondered what had happened. The angel said, "You seek Jesus, don't you? We got news for you. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He has risen just as he said." And so every Sunday when we gather to worship and give thanks and to come into the presence of the Lord, we are remembering that we serve a risen Lord. He ever lives above, we heard in that song. It's one of my favorite songs. He ever lives above for me to intercede. He's praying for me. He is willing to give me all that heaven has to offer, to give me victory, to save me from my sins, but then to give me the victory. And we're going to talk about that victory this morning. I know the boys and girls are going to have something marvelous for us, and they're going to be singing for us, but this is your chance. So let's turn, as we begin this service, in the white camp book, looks like this, to page 60. It's also in the hymnal, but this version has a few other verses in it that are not in that hymnal, and I'd like us to see some of those this morning. We're not going to sing the chorus on every verse, Brother Paul, so just give you a heads up on that. So, how about now? Let's stand together as we come into the Lord's presence. Those who are able, certainly if you're not, that's fine. Let's sing, "And should it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood." Pay attention to these words. Let them thrill you as we come into his presence this morning. "And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain. Second verse in the camp, the white camp book, number 60, verse 2. "'Tis mystery all, the mortal dies. Who can explore his strange design? In vain the firstborn tries to sound the depths of love divine. 'Tis mercy all, let earth adore, let angel minds enquire no more. How can it be that thou, my God, now going to sing the third verse and the fourth verse with no chorus. Third verse, right back to the fourth verse. Watch this story. Brother Paul.
He left his father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for oh my God, it found out me.
Where was I? Fourth verse.
Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine I diffuse a quickening ray. I woke the dark flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free, and rose, went forth and followed thee. Amazing love, how can
all together now.
No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my quivering head, and clothed with righteousness divine, full I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Amazing love, how can that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me.
You may be seated and say,
amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me.
The Lord. We worship you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Amazing. Can it be? Choir was singing as we walked in this phrase, same key, Brother Paul.
With confidence I now draw nigh. With confidence I now draw nigh. And Father, Abba, Father, cry.
You know, in the ancient Roman world, they owned a lot of slaves. Some slaves became so beloved by their masters, their mistresses, that they almost became like family. Almost like family. But you know, it was illegal. It was illegal for a slave to refer to their master, no matter how much they loved them, no matter how close they became, it was illegal for them to use a term. And it's a term that you all know because we just sang it, and if you read your Bible, and if you read the story of Jesus, you know what it is. Abba. It was illegal for them to use the term Abba, Daddy, Father. But often in the Roman world, someone would be adopted into the family. They would be adopted. They would be adopted right into the family. They would become a son, a daughter of that household. The Apostle Paul speaks of this much in his epistles. And the moment that deal was sealed, when that servant, or whoever it was, not a member of the family, was stamped, now a member of this family, do you know what they could now call Father? They could call him Abba. Abba. Do you realize those who do not know Christ Jesus, those who are not in him, have not been engrafted into that vine, have not been adopted into the family of God, they really can't call God Father. Yes, he is in a sense everyone's Father because he is our Creator. But we're estranged from him. We don't know him. We're born dead in trespasses and sin. But when we accept the sacrifice of his Son, when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, when we confess that God raised him from the dead, we are added to his family. And how many of you here, you can raise your hand if you want, you don't have to if you don't want to, but how many of you here have been adopted into the family of God? Are you a part of that family? Have you been brought into that family? I hope that every one of you boys is a part of the family of God. I know that you've been hearing about it. Jesus, your friend. Jesus, your brother, the Bible tells us too. Because we are a part of the family. And because we are a part of the family of God, those of you who are in that family, can only you can sing that line with confidence. I now draw nigh. And Father, Abba, Father, cry. Let's just together, all of us who love him, who know him, let's sing that one more time. And sing it because you can sing it. And if you truly can't sing it this morning, say, I want to be able to sing that. I accept you, Jesus. I accept what you have done for me. I accept that great sacrifice. I know our boys and girls are hearing about how Jesus died on the cross for them. Have you accepted that, what he did for you? I bet you have. You can sing it too. Father, Abba, that means daddy. Abba, Father. We can cry that out to him. Let's sing it one more time and sing it like it's a reality. Not just a song, but a reality.
With confidence I now draw nigh. With confidence I now draw nigh. And Father, Abba, Father, cry. One more time. With confidence I now draw. Father, we worship you, Lord. Father, we worship you, Abba, Father, we worship you, Lord Jesus.
And because he is our friend and he is our brother, when his disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. Would you teach us how to pray? John the Baptist is teaching his disciples how to pray. Would you teach us how to pray? Jesus looked at him and says, after this manner, when you pray, here's how you should pray. You know it? How did Jesus teach us to pray? He said, pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone here this morning that would like to thank their Father who is in heaven? Let's hear. Testify. Give a word. Tell us what the Lord has been doing for you. You guys too, this is your service. Thank you for letting us share it with you today. As I was standing here and Brother George was standing there, I said, wait a minute, we're in the wrong spots. This is his turf. This is your place. We're trespassing. But thank you for allowing us to do that. This is your service too, so you feel free as well. Let's worship the Lord. We have come into his house. We have come into his presence. His glory is filling this temple. And it's not the building, as beautiful as it is. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let him come in. Let him fill you this day. He fills those who worship him, because as we worship, we're opening our hearts to him. We're allowing him to come, no matter what form or tradition you come from. As we just open our hearts and worship before God, whether you sing his praises aloud, whether you're silent, whether you bow in humble adoration, no matter what it is, we are opening our hearts. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He is coming in. Open your hearts and let him come in. Let's worship him together this morning. Praise the Lord. We have a lot on the agenda, so don't wait. If you have a testimony, something you would like to say, come quickly. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.